Have you ever Googled yourself? What did you find? A professional LinkedIn profile, some embarrassing photos from college, or perhaps nothing at all? Whatever appeared in those search results matters more than you might think. In The Reputation Economy, Michael Furtick reveals how our digital footprints are becoming the most valuable currency in the modern world. As founder of Reputation.com and a Harvard-educated entrepreneur named by the World Economic Forum as a technology pioneer, Furtick isn't just theorizing. He's witnessing this transformation firsthand. His book has become required reading in Silicon Valley boardrooms and university business programs alike, with tech luminaries from Reid Hoffman to Sheryl Sandberg citing its prescient insights. The most unsettling revelation? This isn't some distant future. It's happening right now, as algorithms silently analyze your online behavior to determine everything from your creditworthiness to your dating prospects. Your reputation isn't just about what people think of you anymore. It's about what machines calculate about you. Remember when embarrassing moments would eventually be forgotten? That era is over. In today's world, nearly everything you do online is preserved indefinitely, from social media posts to shopping histories, email exchanges to location data. Digital storage has become so inexpensive that companies find it cheaper to keep all data than to decide what to delete. The numbers are staggering. What once cost $1,000 for 800,000 bytes of storage, less than a single Facebook photo, now buys over 20 terabytes, a 40-million-fold increase. With tape storage, that same $1,000 purchases around 100 terabytes, enough to store roughly 25 million songs or 40 million photographs. This revolution began with Hermann Hollerith's punched cards for the 1890 U.S. Census, which reduced processing time from 8 years to just one. His invention revolutionized data processing by converting information into machine-readable form through a pattern of holes punched in paper cards. His company eventually became IBM, dominating early computing and setting standards that would influence data storage for decades. By the 1960s, punched cards were everywhere, from university registrations to utility bills, including at Stuart Brand's Whole Earth Catalog, where he promoted the philosophy that information wants to be free, a concept that would later inspire Google's mission to organize the world's information. The real game changer came in 2006 when Jeff Bezos transformed Amazon's internal computing expertise into cloud services, the Elastic Computing Cloud, EC2, and Simple Storage System, S3. This democratized data storage, allowing anyone with a credit card to access massive computing power without maintaining hardware. Small startups could suddenly compete with established companies, paying only for what they used. By 2013, Amazon's S3 stored over 2 trillion objects, serving everyone from Netflix's streaming service to Instagram's photo storage to tiny startups building mobile apps. This cheap storage has fundamentally flipped the default from deletion to preservation. Programming time to delete data costs far more than simply keeping it. For a small database with a few thousand customers, deletion might cost $1,000 minimum in programming hours, requiring careful coding to ensure no data dependencies are broken. For massive platforms like Facebook, even minor changes can cost hundreds of thousands in development and testing time. Companies must consider privacy laws, backup integrity, and cascade effects across interconnected systems. Gmail exemplified this shift in 2004, offering 1 gigabyte of storage 500 times Microsoft's offering and replacing delete with archive. This seemingly simple interface change reflected a profound shift in how we handle information. Facebook similarly expands storage daily, adding 500 terabytes, 50 times the Library of Congress's print collections, every 24 hours. Storing everything from likes and comments to facial recognition data and browsing patterns. Like dirt, which is everywhere, easy to keep and hard to remove, your digital data is here to stay. Every intemperate email, late payment, or driving pattern captured by municipal cameras create permanent records. Even content you believe is deleted likely remains somewhere in backup systems, cloud storage, or data centers, ready to resurface when you least expect it. This permanence extends beyond personal data to corporate communications, government records, and social media interactions, creating an unprecedented historical record of human activity that future generations will inherit. The permanent storage of our data is only half the story. What truly matters is how that data gets used. Unlike information buried in dusty warehouses, our digital footprints are actively analyzed daily by increasingly sophisticated systems. This revolution began in 2004 when Google engineers Jeffrey Dean and Sanjay Gemawat published their MapReduce framework, an elegant system allowing thousands of small computers to analyze massive datasets collaboratively. This approach powered Google's visual recognition system that distinguished cats from humans by processing 10 million untagged internet images. Engineer Doug Cutting adapted these ideas into Hadoop, an open-source system that democratized massive data analysis by handling the complexities of distributed computing. By 2012, Facebook was using similar technology to process a 100-petabyte database growing by half a petabyte daily. Companies from Amazon to LinkedIn now analyze consumer behavior, detect fraud, and make predictions about everything from product preferences to loan repayment likelihood. These systems reduce our complex human traits to simple numerical values. Companies calculate scores for everything from job performance to customer value to credibility. E-bureaus' e-scores rate potential customers for online retailers in less than a second using billions of records across thousands of databases. These invisible scores determine whether you wait minutes or hours for customer service, qualify for sharing economy services, or get offered certain insurance rates. Some applications are disturbingly intimate. Firms like Rigi Capital Partners analyze Facebook activity to calculate longevity scores, identifying people likely to die sooner for life insurance investments. Health companies target potential patients by scoring data points like cable TV subscriptions, fast food consumption, and even cat ownership, all without your knowledge or consent. Modern reputation scoring has evolved dramatically, much like Google search algorithms progressed from simply counting keywords to sophisticated ranking systems. Early search engines like AltaVista merely tallied word frequency, while Google revolutionized scoring by counting links as votes for page importance. Today's reputation scoring is similarly evolving, from basic aggregation, like Yelp star ratings, to personalized scoring 2.0 systems that tailor results to individual preferences and peer groups. Even your social connections affect your scores. Studies show friends powerfully influence behaviors, from spending habits to health outcomes. The Framingham Heart Study found obesity nearly doubles among friends of those who become obese. Similarly, behaviors like loan defaults may prove contagious among social groups. These scores won't remain private either. They'll become publicly searchable through reputation engines that merge all your data into comprehensive interfaces. Reputation has transformative power to shape careers in the digital age. As computers increasingly make important decisions with minimal human oversight, what Furtick calls decisions almost made by machine, DAM, your digital reputation determines whether you encounter career headwinds or tailwinds. Consider Arnel Pineda's remarkable journey from Manila bar singer to Journey's lead vocalist. His YouTube covers earned consistent thumbs-up ratings, prompting the algorithm to rank his videos higher in search results. When Journey guitarist Neil Sean desperately needed a new vocalist, he discovered Pineda through YouTube's search algorithm. This demonstrates how digital reputation can create life-changing opportunities when algorithms connect talent with opportunity. This computer-human hybrid decision-making is becoming ubiquitous in hiring. Human recruiters are expensive and slow compared to computers that can analyze thousands of applications per second. The sheer volume makes human review impossible. Mars One received 200,000 astronaut applications, which would take 9 years for one person to review, while Walmart processes 5 million applications annually. While dramatic overnight success stories like Pineda's are rare, digital reputation more commonly works as a steady breeze, creating numerous small opportunities that compound over time. These subtle advantages accumulate through algorithmic selection for training, promotion, and networking opportunities. Consider how future CEOs are chosen. Long before the final selection, candidates like Alice are algorithmically identified for development tracks that Bob misses, creating resume advantages that make the eventual choice seem inevitable. Computers evaluate countless variables: attendance patterns, team success, email communication style, rule-following tendencies, to predict leadership potential. This digital reputation-building process may appear as always being in the right place at the right time, but actually represents years of reputation cultivation and hundreds of small, increasingly computer-made decisions. To leverage this system to your advantage, become a strategic broadcaster of quality content. Make yourself discoverable by sharing intelligent industry commentary, connecting with thought leaders, and maintaining fresh digital profiles across platforms. Buy your domain name, start an industry blog with regular updates, and keep LinkedIn comprehensive. Ensure online and offline personas align consistently. Clean up social media accounts and write coherently. Demonstrate growth potential by highlighting your learning trajectory and articulate your unique value proposition, that specific combination of skills, background, and cultural fit that makes you irreplaceable. In the reputation economy, success requires strategic visibility. While traditional hiring processes are remarkably inefficient, studies show MBA students selecting candidates through interviews were only 56% accurate, barely better than flipping a coin. New data-driven approaches are transforming talent identification. Silicon Valley has developed the Acquihire as a reputation economy solution for identifying exceptional talent. Companies purchase startups not for their products, but for their engineers, often shuttering the businesses while retaining the teams. Facebook's acquisitions of Hot Potato, $10 million, and Beluga, likely eight figures, demonstrate this pattern, as both services were shut down shortly after purchase. The Acquihire treats startups as portfolio pieces rather than businesses, with those demonstrating A-plus talent reaping financial rewards. Advanced hiring algorithms are transforming employment into something resembling the NFL draft, where candidates are evaluated on countless data points rather than gut instinct. These systems don't simply rank candidates from best to worst. Paradoxically, the most qualified applicants may be rejected if they're deemed flight risks. Police departments famously reject both lowest and highest scoring applicants, believing the latter will leave for better opportunities. Future hiring systems will analyze everything from your writing style and typos to your social connections and online behavior, comparing your profile against millions of previous employees to predict your performance and loyalty. For massive employers like Walmart, with over 2 million employees, sophisticated regression models will determine which candidates represent the best investment. Unlike traditional hiring methods that rely on limited resume data and subjective interviews, reputation economy hiring will incorporate comprehensive digital footprints, analyzing professional networks, social connections, even bad influence friends, media mentions, credit scores, and more. For technical positions, systems will evaluate both quantity metrics, like lines of code produced, and quality indicators, like error rates, while also identifying individual contributions to team projects. Successful candidates distinguish themselves by creating tangible portfolio projects that demonstrate their unique value. Take Gary Vaynerchuk, who transformed from a liquor store worker to a marketing guru by creating Wine Library TV, a podcast that showcased his entertaining personality and built a dedicated following. This portfolio piece led to a $1 million book deal and established his reputation in marketing. The key is developing portfolios that specifically demonstrate your ability to perform the tasks employers need, reducing their hiring uncertainty. Simultaneously, highlight your non-traditional credentials that might trigger algorithm matches, whether it's scuba certification, poetry awards, or unique skills that make you stand out from thousands of similarly qualified candidates. Despite record enrollment and spending up to $200,000 for 4 years at private colleges, higher education faces a crisis. Tuition increases 8% annually, nearly double the inflation rate, with $425 billion spent annually on traditional college education in the U.S. alone. Yet employers complain graduates lack necessary skills, with studies showing nearly half of students make no gains in written communication or critical thinking during their first 2 years. The financial scale is staggering. Stanford spends $4.4 billion annually, University of Texas $2.2 billion, and Ohio State over $5 billion. Each institution's annual budget exceeds the entire GDP of Belize, $1.4 billion, while total U.S. college spending surpasses the GDP of many major countries. College serves two critical functions in the job market: education, imparting actual skills, and signaling, indicating a candidate's potential value. Like driver's education versus DMV licensing, these functions ideally should be separated. The current system creates conflicts when the same institutions both educate and credential students. The sheepskin effect demonstrates how powerfully degrees signal employability regardless of actual skills. Studies show, even controlling for all measurable differences, degree holders enjoy an 11% salary advantage over those with equivalent education but no diploma. Employers rely on degrees as efficiency shortcuts when evaluating candidates. Traditional job interviews perform poorly as predictors of success, with validity scores around 0.35, where 0 means no correlation with job performance and 1 means perfect prediction. One MIT study found that 85% of simulated job interview outcomes could be predicted solely based on speaking styles, ignoring actual content. Despite their flaws, employers default to college credentials. Nearly 80% use strict GPA cutoffs. This persists despite problems like grade inflation, median GPAs have risen 0.8 since the 1960s, and inconsistent grading standards between schools. The real revolution in education will come when employers can evaluate students based on what truly matters, whether they'll excel in specific jobs at specific companies. Companies like Employ Insight are already pioneering this approach, using personality test-like assessments to rate candidates on traits like authenticity, gratitude, and creativity to match them with suitable positions. This data-driven hiring approach is attracting massive investment. Oracle acquired Taleo Corporation for $1.9 billion to enhance candidate screening capabilities. When companies can efficiently test 100 candidates for the same cost as interviewing 10 based on college degrees, the traditional sheepskin becomes far less relevant than actual job skills. Just as baseball statisticians can predict player performance through sabermetrics, employment screening will soon predict job performance with similar precision. This will particularly benefit non-traditional students and those with unconventional career paths, as personalized scoring will let them prove their worth regardless of educational background. In the reputation economy, your interactions with people and businesses instantly affect your reputation capital. A boss's compliment immediately increases it. An inappropriate Facebook comment instantly lowers it. Return a rental car dirty in the morning, and by afternoon, your apartment application could suffer. Just as banking evolved from requiring branch visits to allowing instant mobile access 24/7, 365, reputation information is following the same path. Currently, your reputation capital is inconveniently scattered across various sources: credit scores, driving records, host ratings, updated at different times with varying visibility. Soon, this fragmented system will transform into an instant, accessible formula at your fingertips. Reputation information is evolving from one-way, consumers researching businesses, to bi-directional. Services like Airbnb, Relay Rides, and Wyft allow both customers and providers to review each other. Hosts rate guests' cleanliness and congeniality, creating consequences. Better guests enjoy lower prices and reduced deposits. Similarly, OpenTable blocks users with too many restaurant no-shows. This two-way flow also creates benefits. Walk into a restaurant chain's location you've never visited before, and you might receive VIP treatment based on your reputation as a loyal customer and good tipper. Applications like FaceDeals already offer customized deals based on facial recognition when you enter stores. Airlines similarly use reputation data to identify and poach valuable frequent flyers from competitors, analyzing LinkedIn promotions, job changes, and travel patterns to predict future travel value. Traditional credit cards offer fixed credit limits updated infrequently, while American Express pioneered the no-fix limit approach. Rather than simply checking if you've reached a predetermined ceiling, Amex analyzes each transaction using sophisticated algorithms that evaluate your history, recent activity, market trends, and similar customers' behaviors, essentially making credit decisions based on your real-time reputation. This represents the future of credit, where limits adjust instantly to life changes. Get a promotion? Your credit increases immediately. Win a major client? Same result. The system works both ways. Negative events like complaining about your boss on Facebook might trigger credit reductions as computers analyze your online activity for risk factors. Real-time reputation scoring systems generally reward trustworthy behavior with financial perks and VIP status until they malfunction. Whether through algorithmic glitches or misinformation, these systems occasionally spin out of control, with few remedies available due to the permanence of digital footprints. Internet rumor mills exemplify this danger, as speculation rapidly transforms into fact during crises, creating detailed but entirely false dossiers about innocent people. Your digital reputation is more like a stock portfolio than a bank account. It may fluctuate between highs and lows, but you can always recover if you take control of the conversation. Hyundai's story illustrates this perfectly. By the 1990s, the Korean automaker's reputation had plummeted from its initial U.S. success. Despite selling 168,000 cars in 1986 with its budget-friendly 4995 XL, quality issues led to rusted underbodies and mechanical failures. Sales dropped below 100,000 annually, franchisees abandoned ship, and the brand became a punchline in movies and late-night monologues. Facing market extinction, Hyundai made a bet the company move in 1998, introducing an unprecedented 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain warranty when the industry standard was just 3 years. This bold action changed the conversation entirely, generating fresh headlines and reviews that called it a perfect plan for erasing any lingering concerns about Hyundai's reliability. To break through established narratives, you need to be shocking. Hyundai didn't just improve its warranty slightly, it tripled it and doubled what competitors offered. This bold move generated headlines that drowned out older negative messages. Even sophisticated reputation engines, like humans, give disproportionate weight to newsworthy events. Yahoo employed this strategy when hiring Marissa Mayer as CEO, creating a splash that temporarily boosted its stale reputation. Later, after negative publicity around telecommuting policies, Mayer made another bold move by acquiring Tumblr for $1 billion, instantly changing the conversation. One analyst noted it put the yippee back into Yahoo. You can use this same approach personally. Tired of being known as the office party guy? Make a visible commitment to charity work. Known for eating poorly? Join CrossFit and share your journey publicly. The key is making a response that runs perpendicular to the negative information, rather than defending yourself. When Facebook built its massive data center in Primeville, Oregon, it masterfully framed the conversation before environmental concerns could arise. Rather than letting critics focus on the facility's enormous power consumption, more than entire nations like Togo, Facebook proactively highlighted its power usage effectiveness, a cherry-picked metric showing how efficiently that energy was being used. By focusing attention on metrics where they excelled, Facebook ensured other potentially damaging data points remained in the background. The old bar advice, "never bet on the other man's game," applies perfectly to reputation management. Don't let others choose how they're being compared to you. Control the conversation to play to your strengths. Costco exemplifies this by refusing to compete with Walmart on price, Walmart's strength, and instead highlighting their superior employee wages, $17 an hour versus Walmart's $10, and benefits. This shifts the conversation from pricing to values, promoting living wages and stronger communities. The reputation economy creates unprecedented opportunities for innovators and early adopters to gain advantages in ways previously unimaginable. While traditional gatekeepers like hotels, taxi companies, and retail chains once controlled access to markets through established infrastructure and brand recognition, reputation now allows direct connections between providers and consumers. Services like Airbnb, accommodations, Wheels, car sharing, Grub With Us, social dining, and Couchsurfing.org, free accommodations, demonstrate how reputation-based businesses enable transactions that would have been impossible before. These platforms create sophisticated trust networks where strangers can safely exchange services without corporate intermediaries, often providing more detailed, nuanced information than traditional brands could offer through reviews, photos, and detailed personal profiles. To stand out in the increasingly competitive reputation economy, businesses must proactively cultivate and manage their digital presence by encouraging satisfied customers to report positive experiences. Companies like Living Spaces have developed sophisticated feedback loops that brilliantly combine customer feedback with marketing strategies. They offer immediate value through coupons to customers who give positive ratings, then strategically time their request for public reviews on platforms like Yelp. This multi-step strategy serves several purposes. It counteracts the natural tendency for only dissatisfied customers to leave reviews, generates goodwill through the norm of reciprocity, encourages repeat business, and creates a steady stream of authentic, positive content. The reputation economy fundamentally rewards uniqueness and authenticity over conformity and standardization. Rather than trying to fit predefined professional or social molds, individuals should embrace and actively promote their distinctive combinations of skills, experiences, and personality traits. While a specialized skill like yo-yo twirling clown or vegan raw food chef might have been unmarketable in the past due to limited local demand, the reputation economy connects niche providers with interested parties worldwide through platforms like Fiverr, Upwork, and specialized social networks. Though competition increases globally, the market broadens exponentially, allowing people to build sustainable reputations around their authentic selves rather than forcing them into narrowly defined roles. In this new world where reputations form instantly and everything from social media posts to customer service interactions is tracked and analyzed, the most fundamental reputation management strategy remains earning it through genuine value creation and consistency. While various techniques exist to shape perceptions and manage online presence, sustainable reputation comes from bringing tangible value to employers and customers, treating others with respect and fairness, demonstrating social responsibility, and maintaining ethical business practices across all interactions. Success in the reputation economy requires a multifaceted approach, embracing new platforms and technologies, effectively advertising unique talents and capabilities, consistently generating positive data for reputation engines, and carefully curating one's digital footprint across multiple platforms. The future belongs to those who understand that in a world where everything is measured and evaluated, what truly counts is how you consistently measure up across all aspects of personal and professional life.